England Griswold.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Sacramento River Cats, Game 5 of a six-game series. This is also Game 11 of a 12-game homestand for the Rainiers. This homestand started out with a good result. The Rainiers took 4 out of 6 from the first opponent, Las Vegas. But Sacramento has been a different story. The River Cats have won 3 of the first 4 games of this series, including the last 2. The Rainiers looking to get back in the win column here tonight. Both teams enter play with identical records of 26 wins and 29 losses on the year, tied in fourth place, fourth place. There's a 4-way tie for fourth place in the Pacific Coast League, but 14 games behind first place Oklahoma City. On the mound for the Red Ears today, Marcus Walden, the veteran right-hander, former big leaguer with the Red Sox, making his third start for Tacoma. He has no record of 7.56 ERA. Sacramento is going to start right-hander Tristan Beck, just optioned back to AAA by the San Francisco Giants. He'd been pitching as a multiple-inning reliever in the big leagues for San Francisco, so he's only going to go a few innings here today. He did make 3 April starts for Sacramento. He's 1-1 with a 3.38 ERA. So Tristan Beck on the hill for the River Cats and Marcus Walden for the Red Ears. Should be a good one today. We'll get you caught up on the latest roster move and a little brief recap of last night's game when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Tacoma taking on Sacramento this evening. AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and San Francisco Giants. One game left in this series tomorrow at 1:35. After tomorrow's game, the Red Ears hit the road for a week and will return to Cheney Stadium on Tuesday, June 13th. So if you can't make it out tomorrow, you're going to have to wait at least a week. One roster move today. The Red Ears have added a veteran pitcher, left-hander Kyle Hart, signed on a minor league deal by the Mariners. And the Red Ears lost a reliever today, right-hander Ryder Ryan. Turns out he had an out in his contract and the right to become a free agent if he wasn't in the major leagues by this time of year, and he took that out. So Ryder Ryan no longer with the Red Ears. He pitched pretty well during his time with Tacoma, 2-2 with a 4.58 ERA out of the bullpen. Sacramento won yesterday's game 10-6. They did it with 2 big rallies, a 5-run second and a 5-run sixth. David Villar, the league MVP last year, back in the league after being sent down by the Giants. He was 3-for-5 yesterday with a homer and 5 runs batted in. And Tyler Fitzgerald had 4 hits. Sacramento's been swinging the sticks well during this series. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. Novak is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Sacramento River Cats, who are 26-29 on the year. San Francisco Giants AAA club is managed by Dave Brundage. Leading off, center fielder Luis Matos, batting second. Second baseman Tyler Fitzgerald. Hitting third, the first baseman David Villar. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Joey Bart. Batting fifth, left fielder Shane Matheny. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Ricardo Henevez. Batting seventh, third baseman Ford Proctor. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Will Wilson. And batting ninth, right fielder Michael Gigliotti. On the mound for the River Cats, right-hander Tristan Beck. Beck is 1-1 with a 3.38 ERA. The Rainiers are 26-29. John Russell, the skipper, going to lead off with Mariners shortstop Dylan Moore here on a rehab assignment. Batting second, right fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, third baseman Jake Shiner. In the cleanup spot doing the catching, Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth, designated hitter Zach Deloach. Hitting sixth, the first baseman Cooper Hummel. Adam Engel bats seventh. He's in center field. Hitting eighth, left fielder Jack Larson. And batting ninth, second baseman Mason McCoy. On the mound, throwing his warm-ups, Marcus Walden. Umpires, Cody Oaks has the plate. He's the crew chief. Matt Bates is at first and Dane Ponsak at third. Tacoma and Sacramento, that'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch right after this.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it. We build it. We install it. And we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. We're getting ready to start this one. Marcus Walden has finished his warm-ups and settling into the batter's box, the 21-year-old outfielder Luis Matos. And Walden's first pitch is in there for a called strike, and we are underway here at Cheney Stadium. 74 degrees, the game time weather, just nothing but blue skies overhead. Another beautiful day here in the Pacific Northwest. And now a swing and a pop-up foul out of play by Matos. And the count goes to 0-2. Big crowd filing into the ballpark. Rainiers have had great crowds early in the season this year. Matos standing in, hitting .391 in 15 games since coming up from Double-A. He swings and hits a bouncer foul, third base side. Still 0-2. Walden just signed by the Mariners out of the Independent Atlantic League to boost the Red Ears pitching staff. 0-2 pitch is swung on and hit in the air on the infield. McCoy playing second today makes the catch, and one man is out in the ballgame. McCoy catching the pop-up off the bat of Luis Matos. Tyler Fitzgerald will now be the batter. Fitzgerald hitting .313 in 20 games for Sacramento. Like Montos, he started the year at AA Richmond and has been promoted early in the season. The pitch from Walden is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Right, here's wearing the white jerseys and white pants today. Walden working with catcher Brian O'Keefe. Now his 1-0 pitch is low for a ball, 2-0. Around the diamond, Hummel is at first, McCoy at second, Dylan Moore at short, and Jake Shiner at third. Good to see Shiner back in there. He missed the last week with a back problem, but feeling well enough to play today. 2-0 pitch is outside, ball three. And then the outfield today is Larson in left, Engel in center, and Marlowe in right. Now the pitch misses ball four, four-pitch walk, and Fitzgerald heads down to first base, so he's on with one out. And now David Villar will be the batter. Walden's making his third start, no record, a 7.56 ERA. 8 1/3 innings so far for the Rainiers. 11 strikeouts. That was just the sixth walk right there that he's issued. There goes the runner. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Throw down to second is not in time. Stealing second base with a head first dive is Fitzgerald. He's 11 for 11 stealing bases for Sacramento. He's been very aggressive. So the runner is at second. The count now 0-1 to VR. Dangerous hitter, VR. And Walden's pitch is taken a little bit low for a ball. 1-1. We do have a wind blowing out towards center field at Cheney Stadium today. So at least early in this game, fly balls will get a little extra push. 1-1, low and away for a ball, 2-1. Walden, native of Fresno, California. He's ready with his 2-1 pitch to VR, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count's even now 2-2. Walden got his first taste of the big leagues with the Red Sox in 2018 and then spent the entire 2019 season in the Boston bullpen, appearing in 70 games that year. Here's his 2-2 pitch on its way to VR. And it's swung on and lined into left field. That's going to be a base hit. Fitzgerald's being waved around third, and he will score. A single and an RBI for VR, and Sacramento wastes little time getting on the scoreboard tonight. Just three batters into it, and the Rivercats have a 1-0 lead. Joey Bart will now be the batter. Bart, 4 for 11 with Sacramento this year. He's technically on a rehab assignment right now. And the pitch to Bart is inside for a ball. He's on the San Francisco Giants injured list with a sore groin. One oh pitch. Hit up the middle, it hits Walden, rolls behind the mound. He goes and collects the ball and tosses it to first for the second out of the inning. VR takes second, and now a bunch of Walden's teammates run out and check on him, including the right here's trainer, Eric Quinney, who comes jogging out of the dugout to make sure the pitcher's all right. This was hit right up the middle. It seemed to get Walden on the inside of his left knee, if I saw that correctly. And he stayed with the ball, made the play, and moved spryly doing so. And looks like he's going to throw a practice pitch to make sure his knee feels all right. And he says he's all right. So he's staying in the game. Shane Matheny will be the next batter. Matheny hitting .229, two homers, .363 on base percentage. He's the Bremerton native in the Sacramento lineup. And the pitch is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Matheny attended Olympic High School in Bremerton and then went to Washington State. 1-0 pitch. Up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 to Matheny. Drafted in 2017 out of WSU. Next pitch outside for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike, 3-1. Pitch inside, ball four, second walk of the inning. Matheny will head down to first base. Two on, two out, and now Ricardo Henavest will be the batter. Well, Walden in his career has not been a pitcher who has issued a whole lot of walks. In his first start for Tacoma, May 23rd, he walked five in 3 1/3 innings. And then in his second start, May 28th, he walked zero in five innings. Today, he's walked two in the first. Here's the pitch to Henavest, and it is taken at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Rainier's hoping to get some innings out of Walden today after the bullpen game yesterday in which six pitchers were used. Next pitch is swung on and fouled away. 0-2 the count to Henavest. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Walden K's Henavest to wrap up the top of the first inning. But Sacramento gets a run on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Sacramento scores a run in the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning here at Cheney Stadium. Dylan Moore continuing his rehab assignment for Tacoma, and he's going to lead things off for the Red Ears tonight. 4-for-22 at the plate in five games, and he takes the first pitch from Tristan Beck in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch up and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. One offering. Called a strike, and the count moves to 1-2. One-two delivery. 2-2. Moore's been out since spring training, so his rehab is being drawn out because, well, he simply hasn't been playing in a couple of months. 2-2 pitch from Beck. Inside, and it clipped him on the elbow, and Moore is being awarded first base. So Dylan Moore reaches, hit by this pitch from Tristan Beck. He's aboard for Cade Marlowe. Marlowe, left-hand hitter, batting 242, three homers, 22 runs batted in. Hit a three-run triple in last night's game. The pitch from Beck is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Tristan Beck on the hill for Sacramento, right-hander from Stanford University, made his major league debut this season and got into 10 games for the Giants with a 4.10 ERA in 26 and a third inning, and just optioned back to AAA now. Misses outside with this pitch. 2-0 the count now to Marlowe. Beck originally drafted by Atlanta. So here's a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Fourth round pick in 2018. Got traded to the Giants. Two-one pitch. Misses ball three. Three-one to Marlowe. Misses ball four. And so Marlowe draws the walk. Moore takes second, and the first two Rainiers have reached here in the bottom of the first inning. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. This is interesting that Beck suddenly has hit a batter and walked a batter, because in his last four outings for San Francisco, totaling 10 innings, he didn't walk anyone. And his most recent outing in the majors was 5 days ago. Actually, 6 days ago, May 28th, he pitched three no-hit scoreless innings at Milwaukee. So here's a pitch outside to Jake Shiner for a ball, and now the catcher, Hannah Vess, is going out to the mound and saying, hey, you threw strikes to the big league, guys. What's going on here? Well, Shiner back in the Red Ears lineup. He has not played in 7 days. He last played a week ago yesterday in the Vegas series, and missed a week's worth of games with a sore back. 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Shiner's been one of the Rainiers' most productive hitters, batting 290 with 15 homers, 43 runs batted in. Ranks in the top 10 in numerous offensive categories in the Pacific Coast League. 1-1 pitch, called a strike. Count now 1-2. Beck ready. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it's a breaking ball outside. 2-2. Two pitch coming. And it is low ball 3. Full count 3-2. Moore at second, Marlowe at first. The runners take their leads. Beck now with his 3-2 pitch on the way, and it is swung on and hit in the air to right. Drifting back, Gigliotti, he's there, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second is Moore. He will advance to third. Marlowe has to hold it first. So Shiner flies out, moves up the lead runner. Runners are at first and third with one out for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe hitting .253 with 10 homers, .359 on base percentage. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to right center. This should score a run. The right fielder is Gigliotti. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Moore. He will score. And Marlowe tagged at first and advanced to second. And we are tied now as it is 1-1. Sack fly for O'Keefe to bring in the run. Marlowe tagged from first and took second, and it was kind of close over there. Marlowe was safe, though. But if he had been tagged out, the run would not have counted because Dylan Moore was not, he had not crossed the plate yet. And now Sacramento with an appeal to first to see if Marlowe left early. And the umpire says no, he did not. He tagged up in time. So Marlowe in scoring position with two outs. And the pitch to Deloach is fastball, a little bit low, ball 1. We are using the challenge system today. Pitcher, catcher, or batter can challenge a call by the plate umpire on a pitch, and then they go to the automated system and get a final verdict. So now the pitch misses for a ball. Now the next pitch swung on and fouled away. And the count goes to 2-1 on Deloach, who's hitting .293 this year with 5 homers. .394 on base percentage. Next pitch, inside, ball 3. Now the pitch is high, ball 4. Deloach draws the walk, and he will head down to first base. 2 on, 2 out for Hummel. Hummel trying to keep this going with 2 outs. Batting .233 with a .420 on base percentage. And Hummel belted his first homer as a right here yesterday. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Pitch misses 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. One-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Hummel, and that closes out the bottom of the first inning. Rainiers don't get a hit, but they do get a run and tie the game. One run, no hits, no errors, and two runners left on. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, 1-1 after one inning of play. We go to the second now. Ford Proctor leads things off for Sacramento against Tacoma starter Marcus Walden. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Proctor batting .226 with a .380 on base percentage. Next pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-1. Rivercats already have bullpen action going on with a right-hander warming up. Next pitch. Misses for a ball, 2-1. That's Tanner Andrews warming up in the Sacramento pen. 2-1 pitch, grounded right side, and fielded with a backhand by Cooper Hummel, and he flips it to Walden for the putout at first. And what a way in the second inning. Proctor with a grounder to right. Here's first baseman Cooper Hummel. Now Will Wilson will be the batter. Wilson, right-hand hitter, batting .209 with six homers, 24 runs batted in. He swings and hits a grounder right to short. Dan Moore has it, and he throws out Wilson at first base, and very quickly we have two outs. So now Michael Gigliotti is the batter, left-hand hitter. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Delivery to Gigliotti, swung on, bounced towards second, and that's fielded by McCoy. Throw to first in time for the out, and that was about as quick of an inning as you can get. I think that might have been five pitches right there to record 3 outs. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One tie. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Adam Engel, Jack Larson, and Mason McCoy to bat for the Red Ears. And the Rivercats have already gone to the bullpen and brought in Tanner Andrews. So Tristan Beck goes just one inning in his return to the Rivercats. Sears a pitch down low to Engel. Beck, one inning pitch, no hits allowed, one run allowed. It was earned. He walked two, hit a batter with a pitch, struck out one through 26 pitches. Next delivery is, I believe they called it a ball, and we have a challenge. They did call it a ball. The Rivercats catcher, Henevez, challenging. So we go to the automated system, and Sacramento's going to win this challenge. That caught the edge of the zone. So Sacramento gets the call overturned, and it's a strike. So 1-1 the count to Adam Engel. And now the pitch is down low for a ball. Engel in his fifth game since joining the Red Ears, 3-for-15 at the plate so far. Now the 2-1 pitch, swung on and pulled down the left field line. Fair, that's going to get down for a hit. Over to get it, tight to the line, Matheny. Engel's going for second, and he slides in there safely with a leadoff double. In the bottom of the second inning, Adam Engel pulls one down the left field line for two bases. That'll bring Jack Larson to the plate. Larson, left-hand hitter. And he's hitting .310 with a .500 on base percentage in his first 20 AAA games. And he takes the first pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Toss to second base, where the shortstop Wilson was not on the bag to receive a pickoff throw, but he was standing behind the bag, and Andrews threw him the ball. Next pitch is in there for a strike, counts even, 1-1. toss to second base. Angle back in. Andrews is in his 16th game for Sacramento. He usually pitches multiple innings when he comes in for the River Cats. 15 appearances, 31 innings this year. Well, now a pickoff move to second, and they got him. Engel took his secondary lead too early, and Andrews stepped off, turned, and threw to Wilson, the shortstop, who put the tag on Engel. And there's the first out. So one away, and now the bases are empty. Now the pitch to Larson is fouled back. One ball, two strikes to the Red Ears left fielder. One-two pitch, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. The home plate umpire making the call. No appeal. So that's out number two. Larson strikes out. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy hitting in the number nine spot today, batting .238, six homers, .333 on base percentage. He hit home run number six in yesterday's game as he takes a strike going one. Rainiers lost yesterday 10-6, but they did hit three homers. They were all solo shots, though. 0-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. So no balls, two strikes to McCoy. Now swings and pops one up on the left side. Looks like this is going to be the shortstop's ball, and it is caught by Will Wilson for the final out here in the second inning. Red Ears do not score. They had a hit and no one left on. We go to the third inning. Sacramento 1, Tacoma 1.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian? Never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One-one tie, Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. On the mound, Marcus Walden. And he's going to face the leadoff man, Luis Matos. And Matos takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Matos has been very impressive in this series against the Rainiers. Now with 12 hits and 22 at-bats, 0-1 pitch is fouled away, and the count goes to 0-2. Matos just 21 years old. Native of Venezuela, Giants signed him when he was 16 years old, and he has reached AAA at a young age. 0-2 pitch coming. And it's hit up the middle and through into center field. A base hit for Matos to start the third, and that's the second hit for the Rivercats tonight. Just a liner right through the center. So now Tyler Fitzgerald is the batter. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now move to first base and back in safely is Matos. He's 4-for-5 stealing bases in his first 15 AAA games. It's being held on over there by Cooper Hummel. Walden with the 0-1 pitch, and it swung on and fouled away. There's strike two. Walden, one of the newer Rainiers, just joined the team at the start of this homestand. Right-hander from Fresno. He's 34 years old. He started his pro career in 2007. 0-2 pitch fouled away. Was drafted out of junior college, Fresno City College, in 2007. Ninth round pick of the Toronto Blue Jays. One of those guys who took a long time to reach the majors, but it happened for him. Series of foul out of play. 11 years into his pro career, he got his first call up with the Red Sox in 2018. And he's ended up logging over two seasons of major league time. Oh, and 2, the count to Tyler Fitzgerald. And the pitch is a called strike three on the outside edge, and Fitzgerald goes down looking. Walden has the strikeout, his second of the evening. And now David Villar is the batter. Villar singled in the first. Now a swing and a miss by Villar. 0-1. One pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Now here's a swing and a pop-up on the right side. And calling for it is Hummel, and it drops. And Hummel gets the out at first, then throws to second, and the Rainiers get a double play out of a drop pop fly that was an accident. Hummel battling the sun and had trouble with it, and he kind of staggered a little bit. It landed right next to him, but he was very close to first base. So he picked it up and touched first base to get the batter out, and the runner, Matos, had stayed close to the base, but when he saw it land, he had to go to second, and Hummel had time to touch first and then throw to second, where Dylan Moore tagged out Matos. It'll go in the books as a 3-6 double play. That wraps up the top of the third. No runs on a hit. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma 1.
Hey,
Tanner Andrews, right-hander now with his pitch to Dylan Moore. And it's taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Moore was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the first. And now a swing and a foul out of play. 1-1. Right, here's with one hit through two innings. They actually scored their run in the first without a hit. Moore was hit by a pitch. Marlowe walked. A fly ball moved up Moore to third. And then he scored on a sac fly hit by O'Keefe. Andrews with the 1-1, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. One-two pitch, up and in, two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 swung on and hit in the air to center. And Luis Matos in a few steps is calling for it, and he makes the catch with Gigliotti standing by, and one man is out in the bottom of the third. Cade Marlowe now the hitter. He walked in the first inning. Marlowe, the winner of a Tacoma Rainiers home run derby, conducted at the end of batting practice today by the right ears hitting coach Brad Marcelino. Here's a bunt attempt, foul. Marcelino created a little six pitch home run derby. Tracked the results. Oh, one pitch coming. Swing and a miss. There, strike two. Now a swing and a roller towards third. Backhand pickup by Proctor is throw to first in time for the out. Marlowe thought he was safe, but he's immediately saying something to the first base umpire, Matt Bates, and he's being steered away by the Rainiers hitting coach, first base coach, Ty Kelly. And now John Russell comes out of the Rainiers dugout, and he is going to talk it over. Here's another look at it on MILB TV. Yeah, it looked like Marlowe had his foot on the bag. Huh. So Russell chatting with the umpire about it now, and it's a brief conversation, but Rainiers feel like They should have had a base runner there. Well, two down, and now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner flied out to right field his first time up today. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. One coming. Swing and a foul at the plate. One ball, two strikes to Jake Shiner. Swing and a foul at home plate. Still one ball, two strikes. And the next pitch is swung on and lined into right field. A base hit for Shiner, probably more than a single. It rolls all the way to the fence before Gigliotti picks it up, and Shiner will end up at second. He has his 13th double of the year, lining one the other way. And that's the second hit for Tacoma today. Now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. Pitch misses inside to O'Keefe. He drove in the right ear's first run with the sack fly in the first inning. 1-1 tie here at the bottom of the third. Now the pitch grounded to third baseman Ford Proctor, who fields it and tosses to first for the out, and the inning is over. Raiders do not score in the third. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
1-1 tie after three. We head to the fourth. Joey Bart, Shane Matheny, and Ricardo Henevez to bat here. Marcus Walden on the mound for Tacoma. One game left in this homestand. The day game tomorrow at 1:35. Darren McCacken listed as Tacoma's starter against Sacramento's Keaton Wynn. Joey Bart is in the batter's box and ready to hit. Walden ready, and here's his pitch. And it swung on and popped up towards Hummel at first base. Now he's drifting into the outfield, called off by Mason McCoy, who makes the catch. And there is the first out on one pitch here at the top of the fourth inning. Joey Bart pops up to second baseman Mason McCoy. Now Shane Matheny is the hitter. Matheny walked earlier, his only plate appearance so far. And Walden's pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, outside for a ball. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. Oklahoma City beat Reno 15-6 in Bricktown. Here's a bouncer foul. Oklahoma City in first place, 40-15 since 2005. No Pacific Coast League team has won 40 games faster than Oklahoma City this year. 40 wins in 55 games. So here's a pitch that misses for a ball. 2-2 now to Matheny. Yesterday they had a big game from Devin Mann. So the 2-2 is inside for a ball. Mann for Oklahoma City was 3-for-4, hit his league-leading 21st double, and he had 5 runs batted in. Also, Luke Williams has been very productive for Oklahoma City this year. He had 2 hits and 2 walks, scored 4 runs. 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball 4. Matheny draws a 1-out walk. Second time Walden has walked him today. And now Ricardo Henevez will be the batter. So with that win, Oklahoma City now with a 9-game lead. They're running away with the first half, which has just 20 games remaining coming into today. And then we'll reset the standings for the second half. So there's a pitch outside to Henevez for a ball. Round Rock beat Sugarland last night 6-5. Elio Hernandez, 3 hits, 3 runs batted in for Round Rock, who's only 1 game behind second place Reno. So here's a toss to first, and Matheny's back in. The lefty for Salt Lake, Kenny Rosenberg, had a great start yesterday, and the Bees beat Albuquerque 6-3. The 1-0 to Henevez, grounded down the third baseline. Fair ball right over the bag. That's trouble. Matheny is on his way to third now. Larson picks up the ball, gets it into the cutoff man. Matheny stops at third, and in at second with a double is Henevez. And Sacramento has runners at second and third with one out. So Ricardo Henevez with a double over the third base bag. Rainiers are going to need to bring the infield in here in the fourth inning. Runners at second and third, one out for Ford Proctor. Rosenberg for Salt Lake last night struck out 10, no walks over 6 innings, allowing just 1 run. He got the win. Pitch is lined foul, third base side. Strike 1 to Proctor. One other final yesterday, Vegas beat El Paso 10-4 as Dermis Garcia and Jordan Diaz hit homers for Vegas, and Connor Capel had 4 hits. 0-1 to Proctor. Swung on, bounced to the right side and through the drawn in infield. That's a base hit. Matheny scores. Henevez moves up to third and stops there. Ford Proctor with the RBI single, and Sacramento has taken the lead 2-1. Bounced it right through the right side. Rainiers will back the infield up to double play depth now with Will Wilson coming to the plate. Wilson tries to bunt, bunts it foul, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 swung on, grounded, foul, third base side. Walden would love to get a grounder right at one of his infielders for a double play. Now the 1-2 pitch. Inside. 2-2. And the pitch is fouled out of play. Still two balls, two strikes to Wilson. Wilson, originally drafted by the Angels, traded to the Giants. That was in December of 2019. Here's the pitch. Swung on, tapped, foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Grounded foul, third base side. Still 2-2. Turning a pickoff throw to first, and back in is Proctor. Still 2-2. And the next pitch swung on, grounded right side kind of slowly, picked up by McCoy, feeds more for one on to first, not in time. Safe at first base is Wilson. That means the run counts. Hanavest scores from third, and it is 3-1. It just wasn't quite hit hard enough. Right off the end of the bat, McCoy fed Dylan Moore, who made a quick exchange and fired to first. Close play there, but Wilson called safe, so he reaches out a fielder's choice and gets an RBI. 3-1 Rivercats, and now Michael Gigliotti is the batter. Left-hand hitter. He grounded out earlier, is 0-for-1 today. And the pitch is bounced up the middle to Moore, who fields it and takes it to second himself for the force out on Wilson, and that wraps up the top of the fourth. But the Rivercats take the lead with a couple of runs, two runs on two hits. There were no errors, one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma 1.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, it's 3-1. Sacramento leads Tecoma. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Zach DeLoach, Cooper Hummel, and Adam Engel to bat this inning. Tanner Andrews has been in there for two scoreless, and he came in relief of the Sacramento starter, Tristan Beck, who was limited to one inning today. So here's the pitch to Zach DeLoach leading off the bottom of the fourth, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. DeLoach walked his first time up. That extended his streak of games reaching base safely to 20 in a row. Now the 1-0 is outside for a ball to Adele. Now the 2-0 pitch. Low ball three. So three balls, one strike. Pardon me, 3-0. Andrews now ready with the 3-0 pitch, and DeLoach taking all the way, it appeared, and he watches a strike, so now it's 3-1. Pitch coming. And this is swung on, hit in the air towards right center. This is struck well. On the run is Matos at the track. It's off the fence. And DeLoach is going to end up at second base with a stand-up double. Long double for Zach DeLoach that hits the fence under the scoreboard in right center field here at Cheney Stadium. Hit this high in the air to a towering double to right center field. Usually if the word towering is involved, it's a homer, but this was a high fly ball double for DeLoach. So that gets the inning started for the Red Ears. They have three hits in this game. They're all doubles. Here's Cooper Hummel, and he takes down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hummel struck out in the first. It's 0-1 today. Now the one ball, no strikes pitch to Hummel. And this is a fastball that the umpire called a ball, and Henneves immediately challenged, thinking it's a strike. So we're going to go to the automated ball strike system, and this will determine whether the pitch is a ball or a strike. And now we get the video. And the umpire nailed it. It was indeed a ball. And Sacramento loses one of its three challenges, so they now have two incorrect challenges left. If you're correct with your challenge, you don't lose the challenge. So it's 2-0, and the pitch to Hummel is up and away, ball three. Pitch coming, and that's ball four. So Hummel walks, and the Red Ears have two on with nobody out. And the Rivercats do have bullpen activity going. Adam Engel pulled a double down the left field line his first time up. Sacramento warming up left-hander Daniel Tillo. And a slow walk to the mound by their pitching coach now, Garvin Alston. Well, it gives me a chance to let you know what's upcoming here for Rainiers baseball. We've got the day game tomorrow on Sunday, 1:35 first pitch. That's the last game of the homestand. The Rainiers go to Reno. Monday's an off day. Then we have six games in Reno. We'll have the broadcast for you right here on this stream. And start time for all the night games in Reno, they're all the same, 6:35 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, and then the lone day game will be Sunday to wrap up the Reno series. So if you want to follow the Rainiers on the road trip to Reno, we'll have the streaming radio right here, and then they'll of course be televised on MILB TV, but then you have to listen to the Reno guys. Pick your poison on that one. All right, two out, no one out for Adam Engel. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field, and drifting back is Matheny. And he's there, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out of the inning. The runners tag and bluff, but did not advance. So Engel flies to left, and now Jack Larson will be the batter. Larson struck out his first time up. He's 0-for-1. Well, that's going to do it for Tanner Andrews. He goes 2 1/3, leaves now as they're going to bring in the lefty Tillo to face the left-hand hitter Jack Larson. So we'll take a break for this pitching change with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma 1.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Is the score. Sacramento with the lead over the Rainiers, but the Rainiers are making some noise here. They have runners at first and second with one out. Jack Larson at the plate, and Sacramento has brought in left-hander Daniel Tillo. 1-5 with a 9 ERA and 14 appearances for the River Cats. His pitch to Larson is outside for a ball, 1-0. Tanner Andrews went 2 1/3 innings, allowed 3 hits, no runs, but he is responsible for the current base runners. He walked one, struck out one. 1-0 pitch, swung on, bounced slowly to short, and Will Wilson picks it up, throws to first in time to get Larson for the second out of the inning. The runners move up. Deloach takes third, and Hummel is now at second. So Mason McCoy will bat with two outs and the tying runners in scoring position. McCoy popped up earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One oh pitch outside, ball two. Now a swing and a little bouncer, slowly hit to third, fielded by Proctor. His throw to first is in time to get McCoy, and the Red Ears miss an opportunity here in the fourth. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Sacramento 3, Tacoma 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Sacramento 3, Tacoma 1. Luis Matos, Tyler Fitzgerald, and David Villar to bat in the top of the fifth inning for the River Cats against Tacoma and starter Marcus Walden. Luis Matos is 1-for-2 with a single so far. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Next pitch down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. One delivery. Swing and a foul out of play. 1-2 now. Walden has struck out two over the first four innings. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. And down goes Matos. A rare strikeout for him. And for Walden, it's his third of the night and one away at the top of the fifth inning. Just the sixth time Matos has struck out in 77 AAA plate appearances. It's like a player from another era with that kind of contact rate. Here's Tyler Fitzgerald. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Saw that the league's ultimate contact hitter So here's one outside. Michael Stefanik of Salt Lake. That guy never strikes out. He reached base again today. He has a 58-game on-base streak going for Salt Lake. Franchise record. It dates back to last season. Gets on base at least once every day. Next pitch in there for a strike to Fitzgerald, 1-2. And a Sacramento challenge on this. The umpire called it a strike. Fitzgerald challenged, and Fitzgerald was right. It was low. So Sacramento wins the challenge. And the count flips, and now it's 2-1 instead of 1-2. And they immediately show the umpire on the screen. That's the thing about the challenge system. It's the 2-1 pitch is outside ball three. If an umpire, and it's not really happening tonight, but we saw it in one game I remember vividly late last season when they first broke out the challenge system for a couple of games late in the 2022 season, is there's ball four outside to Fitzgerald. Fourth walk issued by Walden. Now VR will bat. If the plate umpire is just having a rough night, he really starts to look bad after a while when they keep doing these challenges and he's wrong all the time. There was one game like that late last season. Well, here's VR. He's 1-for-2, and he swings and fouls one, and that got a piece of O'Keefe's headgear. Seems to be all right. VR, his last time up, hit that pop fly double play where the fly ball landed right next to first base, uncaught by Cooper Hummel, and he just picked it up, touched first, and then threw to second to get the runner. Oh, one pitch now to VR. No, a move to first instead, and back in safely is Fitzgerald. Oh, one pitch. Swung on, hit into the gap in right center field. That's trouble for the right ears. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Fitzgerald can run well. He's around third. He's headed home. The relay home by McCoy is not in time. Now going to third is VR, and O'Keefe fires over there, and they got him at third base. Shiner applying the tag for the second out of the inning, but the run scores. It is a double for VR. And he gets the RBI as Fitzgerald scores all the way from first base, but VR thrown out at third. As the relay went from McCoy, he was the relay man receiving it from the outfielder. He fired home to O'Keefe, who then sent it down to Jake Shiner, the third baseman, who applied the tag. VR, though, drives in run number four for Sacramento, 4-1, with two outs in the top of the fifth. 1-0 to Bart is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Here's a fly towards left and moving towards the line. Laying out in a dive and making the catch is Jack Larson in left field for the Red Ears. Great play by Larson, the Red Ears left fielder in his first Triple-A season. Racing towards the line. Little dive. Loved it for the out. Nice play to wrap up the top of the fifth. One run for Sacramento on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth, Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star.
And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Sacramento 4, Tacoma 1. Top of the order coming up for the Red Ears. Dylan Moore, Cade Marlowe, and Jake Shiner to bat here in the bottom of the fifth against left-hander Daniel Tillo, who got the final two outs in the fourth. And his pitch to Moore is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery, high and outside, two balls, no strikes. And this one's down in the dirt, ball three. So Moore well out ahead in the count here. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the first inning. Moore had three hits in his second game of the rehab assignment as he takes this one up and away, ball four. And now he hasn't had one in a couple of games. But he's on base for his second time today with a leadoff walk. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Marlowe has grounded out and walked so far. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. The 0-1 coming. And it swung on and bounced towards first, and it's fielded in fair territory by VR, who takes it to the base to retire Marlowe. Moore moves into scoring position at second base. And there's one out at the bottom of the fifth. Now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner, 1-for-2. And the pitch is a fastball called, a strike. Shiner playing in his first game in a week has extended his hitting streak to 7 in a row. And he's also reached base in 12 straight PCL games. Now here's one down low for a ball, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. outside for a ball, 2-1. One delivery popped up behind first, chasing it is VR down the right field line, calling him off the right fielder Gigliotti, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Shiner flies out to right. For a moment there off the bat, it looked like that one might land in no man's land down the line there, one of those pop flies that lands just barely fair in shallow right. But Gigliotti, the right fielder, was able to close in on it and make the play. So O'Keefe now the batter. He's 0 for 1 with a sac fly. Runner at second, two outs. Tillo's pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1. Swung on, grounded to third, backing up and fielding it between hops is Proctor, and his throw to first gets past the first baseman, VR, and the ball rolls loose in foul territory. O'Keefe is safe. Moore scores all the way from second base, and the Red Ears make it a 4-2 ball game. Proctor got caught between hops, and then he had to fire it to first a little offline. VR reached out to reel in the throw, and it hit his first baseman's mitt and rolled off into foul ground, and he has now gone into the dugout to get a different mitt. He is blaming the equipment. They've given the error to the third baseman, I believe I just heard. It's definitely an error on the play. So 4-2, runner at first. Now the pitch to Deloach is in for a strike. They are giving the air to Proctor, the third baseman. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to Deloach, who has walked and doubled in this one. His double was a long one last inning. Tillo with a 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Now the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, and then that skips past Henoves, and taking second base is O'Keefe on the wild pitch, so now he's in scoring position with two outs. Both of the Red Ears rallies tonight in which they have scored, the one run in the first and the one run here in the fifth, both rallies have not included a hit. It was a hit batter and walks in the first inning. In this inning, a walk and an error. 2-2 the count to Deloach. Two outs, runner at second. Tillo with his pitch, and it is inside, ball three. Now the 3-2 pitch, called strike three, and Deloach goes down looking, and that does it for the Red Ears in the fifth inning. Well, they get a run on no hits, one error, and one runner left on. We go to the sixth inning. It is Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2.
Come on, everybody. Oh, yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool,
yeah, one more time,
is that? Don't sweat it. we make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the sixth inning, Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2. Shane Matheny, Ricardo Geneves, and Ford Proctor do bat here at the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch from Marcus Walden to Shane Matheny, and it's up and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, swung on, bounced foul, first base side. So Walden pitching into the sixth for his first time with the Red Ears. And here's a little grounder to first, and that's fielded by Hummel. He'll take it himself to the first base bag for the out, and one man's gone at the top of the sixth inning. And now Ricardo Geneves will be the batter. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Yesterday was a really good day for starting pitchers in the organization. There were very good starts at all three spots on the Mariner minor league ladder that lead up to Tacoma and Seattle. So here's a swing and a miss by Geneves. We'll start with Double A Arkansas. They pitched a shutout yesterday, beating Midland, the Oakland affiliate, 2-0 in a game in which the winning team had only two hits. 0-1 pitch, fouled out of play. The starting pitcher for Arkansas was 26-year-old right-hander Kyle Tyler, who went six scoreless yesterday, allowed three hits, struck out 10. And then Devin Sweet tossed two scoreless innings, lowering his ERA to 2.45, and Isaiah Campbell, healthy again, got the save with a scoreless ninth, and they had a combined shutout. Here's a swing and a roller to third. That's scooped up by Shiner. He throws to first in time for out number two. Geneves grounds out to third base. And now Ford Proctor will be the batter. Also a very good start for the Mariners' advanced Class A affiliate, the Everett Aqua Sox. Reed Van Scoter allowed one run in seven innings. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Van Scoter, Van Scotter? Probably Van Scotter, huh? So now the pitch is a little high to Proctor for a ball. Anyway, he had a good outing, allowed just one run in seven innings, struck out eight, walked two, left the game with a 3-1 lead, but the Everett bullpen could not hang on. Well, that pitch was challenged by the Red Ears and overturned as the Red Ears win their first and only challenge they've had in this game so far. They would like to challenge and play on the bases, but we don't do that in AAA. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. 0-2 the count to Ford Proctor. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards center, and lining it up is Adam Engel, and he squeezes it for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the sixth. Marcus Walden retires the side in order. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2. Cooper Hummel, Adam Engel, and Jack Larson are due up for the Red Ears. Sacramento sticking with Daniel Tillo, who's been in there for 1 2/3. They do have action in the bullpen with a right-hander warming up. Hummel, switch hitter, bats right, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Hummel has struck out and walked in this one. So he's 0-1. Now the 1-0. Outside for a ball. 2-0. Pitch. Outside, ball 3, and Hummel out ahead of the count. Pitches high, ball 4. 4 pitch walk to start the sixth inning. Hummel draws his second of this game and immediately brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Adam Engel. The Sacramento reliever who's warming up at the bullpen is right-hander Melvin Adon. Engel 1-for-2 with a double in this one, and the pitch is down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. And now a trip to the mound by the catcher, Hannah Vest, to go talk to Tillo and buy some time for the reliever warming up in the pen as well. They'd probably like Tillo, I'm just guessing, along with manager Dave Brundage here for Sacramento. They'd probably like him as a left-hander to face the Rainiers' next hitter, the on-deck hitter, who is Jack Larson, who bats left-handed. But Tillo just walked Hummel on 4 pitches, and now he's behind Engel 1-0. So we'll see what Sacramento decides to do. Tillo now set. Here's the 1-0 to Engel, and it is in there for a strike, 1-1. 1-1 pitch is bounced on a high hop behind the mound, fielded by Fitzgerald, and he has no play anywhere. And it'll go for an infield single for Adam Engel. And the Red Deers have two on with no one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Engel hit this straight into the ground. It took an enormous bounce over the mound. And Fitzgerald, the second baseman, even barehanded it, but still just ate it. Didn't risk the throw to first because he didn't have a chance to throw out Engel. So he gets an infield single, and Tacoma's got something developing here on a walk and an infield hit. And now Larson bats, and it is a left versus left situation for Tillo, the pitcher. Larson's 0 for 2 in this game, and he squares around to bunt and then takes the pitch for a called strike. So 0-1 the count to Larson, who may or may not still be bunting. We'll see. Sacramento now has the corner infielders in. The 0-1 pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-2. Again, Larson showed bunt, but he's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. So here comes the 0-2. And this is a called strike three at the knees, and Larson goes down on three pitches. Well, there's the first out in the bottom of the sixth. Mason McCoy will now be the batter. And that's going to do it for Tillo. As Brundage is out of the Sacramento dugout, he's going to make the call to the bullpen here and bring in the right-hander, Melvin Adon. Yeah, there he officially points to the pen. All right, we've got a pitching change here in the bottom of the sixth. The Red Deers have one out, but they have two men on. Our score, Sacramento 4, Tacoma 2.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call
866-986-8083. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma has two men on base and one out. And Mason McCoy coming to the plate with Dylan Moore next. And the new Sacramento pitcher is right-hander Melvin Adon. He's 1-2 with a 6.56 ERA. This is his 19th appearance. The Rainiers with Hummel at second base and Engel at first. So McCoy stands in, and the pitch is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. And Next pitch on the way to McCoy, and there's a swing and a line shot low to the ground and into right field. A base hit, and coming around third is Hummel. He's headed home, and he will score as the right fielder Gigliotti had a little trouble fielding it cleanly, and the Red Deers making a 4-3 ball game. McCoy hit this hard the other way. Gigliotti charging, picked it up on the second try, and Hummel scores. It is 4-3, and the tying runner is Adam Engel at second base. Dylan Moore now the batter. Rainiers have made it a one-run game, and now the pitch to Moore is in there for a called strike. Now this one is over for a called strike, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Dylan Moore. And Adone throws, and this pitch is hit in the air to left, not deep. Matheny lining it up, and he makes the catch for the second out in the bottom of the sixth inning. The runners hold. Two on, two out for Cade Marlowe. Marlowe's 0-2 with a walk so far. Good speed on the bases with Engel at second and McCoy at first. Marlowe 0-2 in this one with two ground outs and a walk. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch from Adone. Counts 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. And that's outside. Previous pitcher for Sacramento, Tillo, went two innings, allowed one hit, two walks, two strikeouts. He's currently charged with two runs, one earned. He is responsible for one more base runner. 2-1 pitch to Marlowe. Swing and a miss there. Strike two. Another off-speed pitch from Adone. So 2-on, 2-out. Two balls, two strikes to the Rainiers' number two hitter, Cade Marlowe. Adone with the pitch. That's down and in, ball three. Well, a walk would load him up for Jake Shiner, who's on deck. Although Marlowe's looking for something to drive here. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Cade Marlowe. Adone with the payoff pitch with the runners going. It's down and in, ball four, pitch in the dirt. So that loads the bases. Engel takes third, McCoy to second, Marlowe with his second walk of the night. The bases are loaded with 2 outs for Shiner. Shiner's in his first game in a week. He's taken 3 at-bats today. Is 1-for-3. He's hit the ball to right field all 3 times. 2 flyouts to right and then a double to right. He was out for a week with back trouble. Here's the pitch from Adone, and it is inside for a ball. Shiner leads the Red Deers current players in runs batted in and homers. He leads the team, period, in homers. Mike Ford has more runs batted in. 1-0 pitch, swung on and driven. Deep to left field, down the left field line. It is a fair ball and a grand slam for Jake Shiner. And the Rainiers have taken the lead. Welcome back to the lineup. Shiner pulls one down the left field line. The Red Ears third grand slam of the season. And Tacoma's out in front for the first time today. Tacoma 7, Sacramento 4. Home run number 16 on the year for Shiner, who's up to 47 runs batted in. O'Keefe now the hitter. And time called by the catcher, Henevess. He's going to go visit with Adon for a moment. And I think they're having a problem with their technology, the PitchCom system. And so they're getting that worked out right now. Jake Shiner with his first AAA Grand Slam. The Rainiers' other two Grand Slams this year were hit, both of them, by Mike Ford, who is now a pitcher for the Mariners. Yeah, he pitched today, which is not good. That means that it was a blowout and the wrong way for the Mariners. But Shiner now with 16 homers, 47 runs batted in. He has two extra base hits today, the double and the salami. All right, we're ready for play to resume. The pitch to O'Keefe is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now there's a swing and a grounder to short. That's scooped up by Will Wilson. He throws in the dirt to first, and VR can't pick it. And the inning continues for the Red Ears. O'Keefe reaches on an error for his second time in this game. This was should have been a routine play. A grounder right to Will Wilson, and O'Keefe's not one of the Red Ears' speed burners. And Wilson short hopped this throw. And he'll get hit with the air because he short-hopped the throw, but still, right near, you know, an infielder would like to see his first baseman pick it when they make a bad, you know, a poor throw. And that didn't happen either for Sacramento. So the inning continues. Here's Deloach taking the first pitch down, low ball one. Yeah, the pitch. Misses ball two. Adon ready. And the 2-0 pitch in there for a called strike, 2-1. Now a swing, and here's a drive to left field into the gap, and Matos on the move. He's going to have to play it off the fence. O'Keefe's being waved around third. They got to hold him there. Matos really played that well off the fence. In at second with a double is Zach Deloach, his second double of the game. And runners are at second and third with two outs. The Red Ears have batted around. Cooper Hummel started this rally by walking, and he will now come to the plate for his second time this inning. And now the pitching coach for the Rivercats, Garvin Alston, goes to visit the mound again. They don't have anyone warming up in the pen right now. Adon entered the game with one out. He has faced six batters. He's recorded one out. He should have had another one, but there was an error. So they're meeting to discuss things on the hill right now. Rainiers. Leading this game. 7-4. The scoreboard here at Cheney Stadium has the score wrong. They got to get that fixed. Or maybe it's foreshadowing. I don't know. Hummel now ready to bat. He has struck out and twice he has walked. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count to Cooper Hummel. Now this one's inside for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch, swung on, bounced slowly towards second. Fitzgerald fields it, sets himself, throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Raiders have a great inning, though, in the bottom of the sixth. They send 10 batters to the plate and score 5 runs, and they do it with 4 hits, one of which was a grand slam hit by Shiner. There was an error and 2 runners left on base. We go to the 7th inning. It's Tacoma 7, Sacramento 4.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the 7th inning. It is Tacoma 7, Sacramento 4. Marcus Walden still in there to kind of pitch into the 7th. As he enters this inning with a pitch count of 84. Here's his first pitch to Will Wilson, and it is taken outside for a ball. Rainiers do have action in the bullpen underway. Now the 1-0 on its way to Wilson. Swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. Looks like Nolan Blackwood warming up. So there's a swing and a foul back by Wilson. 1-2 the count. One, two coming. Swung on, grounded towards third, and knocked down by Shiner. Picks it up, but has no play. And Wilson is safe at first base. They're going to call that an infield single for Will Wilson. So he's aboard to get the 7th started for the River Cats. And now Michael Gigliotti will be the batter. And the pitch is fouled away. There's strike one. 0-1 pitch coming from Walden. Down low. Swing and a foul to the screen. Count goes to 1-2. Jake Shiner with a go-ahead grand slam. And the pitch. It's down and in. Two balls, two strikes to Gigliotti. Mariners lost today in Texas. 16-9. The Brian Wu major league debut did not go well for the M's. Called him up from AA to make the start. Here's a pitch down and in, and he checked his swing in time, and the count goes full 3-2. Wu allowed 6 runs in 2 innings, and they turned it over to the bullpen. Festa got in there for a scoreless inning. But Taylor Saucedo, who's been really good for the Mariners, ended up allowing 4 runs. 3-2 pitch, down and in, ball 4. Walden frustrated with himself as Gigliotti walks. And right after the Red Ears take a 3-run lead, 2 batters into the 7th inning. And the Rivercats bring the tying run to the plate, with the impressive young hitting prospect Luis Matos coming up. And John Russell's going to make the call to the bullpen and bring in Blackwood to face Matos in a string of 4 straight right-handed batters. So we'll take a break for this pitching change with the score. Tacoma 7, Sacramento 4.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We're in the top of the 7th inning. Sacramento and Tacoma, game 5 of a 6-game series. Right here is leading 7-4, but Sacramento threatening. They have runners at first and second with no one out. And the top of their order coming up, Luis Matos the batter. Right here is bring in Nolan Blackwood, first reliever called upon tonight. And his pitch to Matos is swung on and popped up foul and out of play into the box seats on the first base side. Blackwood's appearing in his 20th game for Tacoma. He's 1-1 with a 7.06 ERA. He gives a different look. He's a submariner. There's his 0-1 pitch to Matos, and that's swung on and popped up foul on the third base side, and that's going to get in the seats and be strike two. Marcus Walden went 6-plus innings, allowed 6 hits, 4 runs all earned. He's responsible for the men on base right now. He walked 5, struck out 3. 0-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and hit up the middle, and it hits the umpire. Ball's loose on the ground. Shiner picks it up, and everybody is going to be safe. It will be an infield single, I believe. It hit the umpire, who was in front of any fielders. So I think that's just a live ball, and thus a single for Matos. And the Red Ears trainer checking on the base umpire, Dane Ponczak. The umpire playing up on the infield grass. The liner was hit to him. He tried to get out of the way, but it just got him. And he's all right. He's staying in the game. But that ends up being a hit for Matos, and the bases are loaded now with nobody out. If we can get another look at that, would the Red Ears have been able to make a play on that ball, or would it have gotten through? I don't know. We'll see if we can get another look at it on MILB TV. Not that it matters, I'm just curious. The pitch to Fitzgerald now is down and in for a ball, 1-0. One 0 pitch hit foul on the ground on the first base side. Counts even, 1-1. Rainiers just hit a grand slam to take the lead in the bottom of the sixth, and now in the top of the seventh, Sacramento has the bases loaded. 1-1 pitch, outside, 2-1. Now the pitch is outside, 3. Uh-oh, nowhere to put him. Very dangerous hitter on deck in David Villar. 3-1 pitch is called a strike, and Fitzgerald immediately calls for a challenge. He thought it was low, so we'll go to the automated ball strike system, and this is a big one. The Rainiers need the umpire to be right here, and he was. All right. That is the second lost challenge for Sacramento. So if they challenge and are wrong one more time, they are done challenging for tonight. Well, here we go. 3-2 pitch now to Fitzgerald, and that's a called strike 3. No challenge necessary, and down he goes for the first out in the top of the seventh inning. So Blackwood with a big strikeout there. But now here is the reigning most valuable player of the Pacific Coast League, David Villar, who's 2-for-3 in this game with an RBI single and an RBI double. And the pitch is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Well, one pitch coming. And that's outside for a ball. 1-1. One pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. There's strike 2. So Blackwood ahead of the count, 1-2. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and down goes VR, and that's the second out. Blackwood got him with a slider. So 2 down, bases still loaded, and Joey Bart is the hitter. Jairo Cuevas goes to the mound to talk to Blackwood and maybe just buying some time. The Red Ears are warming up a lefty in the bullpen after Bart. We get to a part of the Sacramento lineup that involves left-handed hitters. So they're just buying some time. That looks like Blake Wyman. Yeah. conference continues. It looks like O'Keefe's doing all the talking. And now the plate umpire is going to come break it up. Joey Bart on this rehab assignment. Went 1-for-4 in his first game yesterday, 0-for-3 so far today. He was robbed his last time up on a great diving catch in left field by Jack Larson. Here's the pitch to Bart, and it is in at the knees for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now Blackwood is ready. 0-1 pitch, swung on and smashed foul down the left field line. Bart out in front of that, so it's strike two. No balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 pitch, outside, 1-2. One-two pitch, down low, two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2. Blackwood trying to escape the jam, but it's outside, ball three, and now it's a full count to Bart. Wilson, the runner at third, Gigliotti at second, Matos at first. Two down, top of the seventh inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, he got him. Blackwood strikes out Joey Bart to wrap up the top of the seventh inning. And the Red Deers escape, a bases loaded, no outs, jam. No run score on two hits, no errors, and three runners were left on base. And we go to the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma with the score, Tacoma 7, Sacramento 4.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Right here is leading 7-4. Defensive change for the Rivercats. Colton Welker now playing first base in for VR, who has left the game. VR struck out with the bases loaded in the top of this inning. Well, leading off the bottom of the seventh, Adam Engel, and the pitch from Melvin Adone misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. And the next pitch, check swing. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire on appeal. So two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit to straightaway center field and deep. Matos is back, still back. He reaches out and can't get it in the deepest part of the park. Engel's motoring around second. He's headed to third, and he's in there with a slide. Adam Engel triples over the head of the center fielder to the deep part of Cheney Stadium, out towards the 425 sign at the base of the center field wall. Engel with a 420-foot triple. Now Jack Larson is the batter. Sacramento brings the infield in. Now the pitch is taken up high for a ball. So 1-0 to Larson. Next pitch. A little inside for a ball to Adone. Adone putting some big numbers on the radar gun. 97, 98. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. 2-1 to Larson. This pitch is low for a ball. 99 on the gun. Three-one pitch, swung on and bounced foul, and the count's full. 3-2. Rainier's looking for an insurance run here with Engel at third and no one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. 3-2 pitch inside, ball four. Larson draws his walk, so he heads down to first. He's now reached base safely in all 17 straight games. It was one game very early when he initially joined the Rainier's where he didn't reach. Now Mason McCoy will bat. McCoy's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one to McCoy. Now the 0-1 swung on, bounced and towards third, and juggling it and eventually coming up with the ball is Proctor, but he has no play anywhere, and Engels scores. Larson is safe at second, and McCoy is aboard at first, and the Rainiers lead it 8-4. Infield in, McCoy hit a one-hopper. Proctor had to jump. He got the glove on it, and the ball kind of bounced and rolled on his shoulder and then hit the ground, and that is a infield single for McCoy. And now the pitch to Moore's hit up the middle, and that gets through for a base hit. And rounding third is Larson, and he's going to score, and the Rainiers now have a 9-4 lead. Dylan Moore just hit this softly into center. RBI single, his first hit of the game. And Brundage out to the mound again. He's going to need to make another pitching change. And he makes the call to the bullpen. So the Rainiers have tacked on some more runs here in the seventh. They're having an offensive uprising today. And they now lead 9-4 in the seventh. We'll take a break for this pitching change. Two on, no one out. Tacoma leading Sacramento 9-4.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call
866-986-8083. Bottom of the seventh inning, right here's lead 9-4. Two on, no one out for Cade Marlowe. New pitcher is Jorge Guzman, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. There's strike one. Marlowe 0-for-2 with two walks and a run scored tonight. Left-hand batter, Guzman the righty. Runners with their leads, McCoy at second, Moore at first, and the pitch is hit in the air to shallow center, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Coming around third is McCoy. He's going to score, and the Rainiers have reached double digits. It is 10-4. Marlowe with an RBI single to center field. 10 runs on 11 hits for the Rainiers tonight and counting. Here comes Jake Shiner, who hit the go-ahead grand slam in the sixth. He now bats with two on in the seventh. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Pitch hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul and out of play. 0-2 the count. Jorge Guzman, the pitcher for Sacramento, appearing in his 21st game this year. He's 1-2 with a 3.28 ERA. 24 2/3 innings, has allowed 22 hits, has walked 20, struck out 17. 0-2 pitch is up and in. 1-2. Now Guzman ready. Here's his 1-2. Inside, and it hit him. A slider that got away from Guzman, and it hits the Shiner in the back. So that loads the bases as Moore takes third. Marlowe moves to second. Shiner, who just missed a week's worth of games with back problems, gets plunked in the back. So bases loaded, no one out for O'Keefe, who has a sack fly and an RBI, a ground out, and twice he has reached on an error in this game. And he bounces the first pitch foul on the third base side. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 coming. And this pitch is low and outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, swinging and a foul back. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is inside, and that almost hit O'Keefe. And to pull his hands back to avoid being hit. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and rolled to short. Wilson feeds Fitzgerald. There's one on to first. There's two, a double play. But Moore scores from third base, and Marlowe takes third. And it's 11-4 Tacoma. So Keith grounds into a double play, but it does bring in a run, although he won't get an RBI for that. A 7-run lead for the Red Ears. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. He's 2-for-3 with two doubles in this one. It's up to a dozen doubles this season. A dozen doubles for Deloach. Swings and misses at the first pitch, strike one. Oh, one pitch. Misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. One, two coming from Guzman, and it is a pitch outside by a hair. 2-2. Now the 2-2 is fouled out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Right here sent 10 batters to the plate last inning and scored 5 runs. And Deloach is their 8th batter to come to the plate here in the 7th. 2-2 is coming. And it's swung on, grounded to first, fielded by Welker. He tosses to Guzman, covering the bag for the putout, and the inning is over. But the Right Ears get insurance runs, 4 of them. Four runs in the inning on four hits. There were no errors. And one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Tacoma 11, Sacramento 4.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
We go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 11, Sacramento 4. Taylor Williams in from the bullpen to pitch the eighth, and he'll face Shane Matheny leading things off. And the first pitch is popped up foul on the third base side, and that's going to land in the seats and be a souvenir. And that is strike one. Williams in relief of Nolan Blackwood, who did a great job in the seventh. Came in with two on and no one out. Immediately allowed a weird infield single on a liner that hit the umpire, and that loaded the bases. So he had to pitch with the bases loaded and no one out. And at the time, it was a three-run lead. And he got three straight strikeouts to close out that inning and escape with no run scoring. So here's one up high for a ball to Matheny. One ball, two strikes, the count. Williams, in his 19th appearance, 1-0 with a 7.78 ERA on the year, but that doesn't tell the story at all. So now the pitch is outside for a ball. Williams had a very rough April and then went the entire month of May without allowing a run. In fact, he allowed just two little singles in the month of May. This is his first appearance in June. 2-2 pitch, outside, ball three. Full count. Williams with the payoff, and it is ball four. So a leadoff walk for Matheny, his third time walking today. He does that a lot. Now Ricardo Henevez will be the batter. And Aves is 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. And the pitch is over for a called strike. Williams 0-1. Is hit well to left and down the line, deep towards the corner. It hooks and goes foul. Foul ball. And a miss. Out in front of that one. A little bit. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider down. And Hennevess is the first out at the top of the eighth inning. So one out. And now Ford Proctor will be the batter. The pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side, out of play. This game really had a turnaround in the sixth. The Sacramento led 4-2 going to the bottom of the sixth inning. We are now in the eighth, and the Rainiers lead 11-4. Nine unanswered runs so far. And the pitch is lined into left center. That's going to be a base hit for Proctor. Coming around second and heading to third is Matheny. And now Sacramento is threatening with runners at first and third and one out as Proctor has his second hit of the game. So now Will Wilson will be the hitter. And the pitch hit in the air to center. Lining it up is Engel. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Matheny, and he is going to score. And it is now an 11-5 ball game. Sack fly for Wilson. And now Michael Gigliotti will be the batter. Now the pitch is down and in for a ball. Now this one is down low for a ball to Adele. The 2-0 pitch is lined down the right field line. That's headed towards the corner. A long run for Marlowe to go get the baseball. Coming to third is Proctor. They will wave him in. And here's the relay to the plate. And that's not in time. And Proctor scores. And Gigliotti ends up at third base with an RBI triple. And it is 11-6. So Williams allowing his first runs since April. It all started with a leadoff walk, like often is the case, it seems. So a runner at third with two outs, and now Luis Matos is the batter. And the pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming, and that's down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 pitch swung on, grounded up the middle, and that's going to get through into center field, a base hit. And Gigliotti scores, and Matos has his third hit of the game. And it's now 11-7, and this one is not in the win column just yet, guys. Sacramento has scored three runs. And there's a runner at first with two outs for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's 0 for 2 with two walks and two runs scored. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Williams trying to close out the top of the eighth. Next pitch on its way to Fitzgerald, and it swung on and looped out towards second, and there's McCoy to make the catch as he dropped back onto the outfield grass for the final out in the top of the eighth inning. But Sacramento scores three runs, and they do it with three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 11, Sacramento 7.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium. It's Tacoma 11, Sacramento 7. And Cooper Hummel leading off for Tacoma against Jorge Guzman, and he takes a pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Hummel's 0 for 2 with two walks today, and he has scored a run, and he takes the next one inside for a ball. 2-0 the count. And this pitch is up and away, ball 3. Rainier's warming up Riley O'Brien in the bullpen now. As the 3-0 pitch is in for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Now a swing by Hummel, and he pulls one deep down the line. Fair or foul, it's foul. Home run distance for sure, but foul. Hummel hit his first homer as a Rainier last night. And for a moment, he may have thought he had one there, but it was clearly foul. 3-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And one man's out at the bottom of the eighth. Here comes Adam Engel. He has singled, doubled, and tripled tonight. Needs the homer for the cycle. He has two homers in the PCL this year with El Paso while he was on a rehab assignment with the Padres AAA club in April. Well, he hits one on the ground up the middle, and that's backhanded by Fitzgerald. His throw to first is not in time. Engel doesn't get the cycle, but he'll settle for his fourth hit of the game, an infield single. So Engel is on. And now Jack Larson will bat. He's 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored so far. Larson stands in, and the pitch is ball one. The 1-0. Misses. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Now a swing and a miss by Larson. Looking ahead to the ninth. Two up for Sacramento. It's Welker, Bart, and Matheny. Two-one pitch. Fastball called a strike. Now the 2-2. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. And that's the second out here in the bottom of the eighth. A fastball from Guzman, and he gets Larson to fan. Two down, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy's 2-for-4 with two singles, two runs scored, two runs batted in. And the pitch from Guzman's a swing and a miss at a high heater. 0-1 the count. Reminder, tomorrow's game is at 1:35 in the afternoon. Darren McCacken against Keaton Wynn. 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch. No, a toss to first, and back in safely is Engel. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is a swing and a foul, and that got the catcher's chest protector. One ball, two strikes now to Mason McCoy. Here's the pitch. And it's down low. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first, two down, two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Guzman, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes McCoy, and that closes out the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit, one runner left. We're going to the ninth. The Red Ears are three outs away from a victory. It's Tacoma 11, Sacramento 7.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 11, Sacramento 7. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the ninth inning. It's Riley O'Brien in from the bullpen. And O'Brien, the fourth Tacoma pitcher used today. Not a save situation with a four-run lead, but nonetheless, this is an indication that O'Brien may be the guy that John Russell's going to go to in the ninth inning now that his closer, Matt Festa, is back in the big leagues. Festa was leading the league with 10 saves, and it was always a lock that he was going to come in the ninth inning with a lead. Oh, well, here's O'Brien with his first pitch to Colton Welker, and it's in there for a strike. O'Brien's having a very good year. 1-2, 0.84 ERA. This is his 18th appearance. 32 strikeouts, 14 walks, and 21 and a third innings. There's a swing and a miss at his breaking ball, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Colton Welker. And the pitch is a called strike three. Down goes Welker on three pitches, and O'Brien takes care of the first batter he faces promptly. And now Joey Bart is the hitter. Actually, this is not Joey Bart. This is Clint Coulter batting for Bart. So Coulter goes up as a pinch hitter. And the pitch is low and away for a ball. From O'Brien, and that swung on and sprayed the other way into right field. A base hit for Coulter, and he has a one out single in the ninth. So a pinch hit, base hit, and now Shane Matheny will come to the plate where he's 0 for 1 with three walks. Left hand batter. And the pitch is down low for a ball. One oh pitch from O'Brien, swung out, fouled away. One pitch, fastball in there for a called strike, 94 on the gun. Count now one ball, two strikes to Matheny. And the pitch is a breaking ball down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Right here's lead 11-7, one out of the ninth, Tacoma has dropped the last two games to Sacramento, so they're looking to end that little mini skid. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three, and down goes Matheny for the second out. Nice pitch here from O'Brien with a ton of movement on it at 94 on the gun. And that is the second out of the ninth. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. Ricardo Geneves coming to the plate, 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored. And the pitch from O'Brien is a swing and a miss at the curve. There's strike one. Right here's looking for their 27th win of the year here, trying to pull back within two games of 500. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is a breaking ball called strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Ricardo Geneves. And the pitch. Check swing, did he go? No, says the first base umpire. One ball, two strikes to Geneves.
Yeah.
O'Brien's ready. The 1-2 pitch is on its way. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. That's the ball game. Right here's win it by the final score of 11-7. And the Right here's have now given themselves an opportunity to get a split of this series if they can finish it off with a victory tomorrow in the finale at 1:35 in the afternoon. This was a comeback win for the Red Ears, and it all hinged on a grand slam hit by Jake Shiner. We'll talk about that in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Red Ears win. They take down Sacramento 11-7, the final score. Largest crowd of the season to date on hand to see it. And they got to see a comeback win, too, that all kind of came about because of a grand slam. Here's our scoring recap. Sacramento got on the board in the first against the Red Ears starter, Marcus Walden, who walked the second batter of the game, Tyler Fitzgerald, who then stole second base and scored on a base hit off the bat of David Villar, and it was 1-0. But in the bottom of the first, the Red Ears immediately tied the game without a hit. Dylan Moore on rehab, hit by a pitch from starter Tristan Beck. Then Cade Marlowe drew a walk. A flyout by Shiner moved Moore to third base, and then Brian O'Keefe hit a sack fly, scoring Moore and making it 1-1. Stayed that way for a little while, still 1-1 going to the fourth when Sacramento scored two runs on a walk, a double, an RBI single by Ford Proctor, and a ground out off the bat of Wilson that brought in Henoves, who had doubled, and that made it 3-1 Sacramento. In the fifth, the Rivercats scored again, another walk, this time Fitzgerald, and then David Villar doubled him in to make it a 4-1 Sacramento lead, and we were in the middle of the fifth inning. And at that point of the game, it kind of looked like the Rivercats, who had won the last two nights here at Cheney Stadium, were well on their way to another one. But it turned out that was not the case. The Red Ears' comeback began in the fifth with some help from the Rivercats. Dylan Moore drew a leadoff walk. He was at second base with two outs in the inning. Brian O'Keefe hit what appeared to be an inning-ending grounder to third baseman Ford Proctor, but Proctor's throw got away from the first baseman, and O'Keefe was safe on the air, and Dylan Moore scored, and the Rainiers made it a 4-2 game. So that was sort of a gift run right there, but it definitely helped. Then we went to the bottom of the sixth. Walden, by the way, still in the game. He pitched a scoreless top of the sixth. We went to the bottom of the sixth, and Cooper Hummel leading off drew a walk against reliever Daniel Tillo. Adam Engel then bounced an infield single over the pitcher's head. With one out, the Rivercats brought in Melvin Adone to face Mason McCoy, and he singled to right field, scoring Hummel from second base. That made it 4-3. But Dylan Moore then flied out for out number two. Cade Marlowe, though, followed by drawing a walk, loading the bases with two outs for Jake Schiner, who was in his first appearance in a week because he'd had some back problems, and they sat him out of the lineup. Today, his first day back, and he shows us what we've been missing. He yanked a grand slam down the left field line. The team-leading 16th homer of the year for Schiner, and it turned around the ball game, turned a 4-3 deficit into a 7-4 lead. Then the Rainiers had another big inning in the seventh. Four more runs. Adam Engel leading off with a triple over the center fielder's head. Larson drew a walk. Mason McCoy singled him in to make it 8-4. Dylan Moore, RBI single to center, bringing in Larson to make it 9-4. Cade Marlowe, RBI single to center field, bringing in McCoy 10-4. And then Schiner was hit by a pitch to load the bases with no one out. O'Keefe grounded into a double play, but it brought in another run, making it 11-4. Rainiers brought in Taylor Williams to pitch the eighth. He hadn't allowed a run since April, but that streak ended as Sacramento scored three runs in the top of the eighth inning, including an RBI triple off the bat of Michael Gigliotti. And it was 11-7. But Riley O'Brien able to take care of business in the ninth, and the Rainiers got the victory 11-7, the final score here at Cheney Stadium. Here are the final totals in today's game for Tacoma. 11 runs on 12 hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. Sacramento scores 7 runs on 11 hits, makes 2 errors, leaves 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Marcus Walden. He's 1-0. The loss goes to Melvin Adon. He's 1-3. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 57 minutes. The attendance, 7,267. Rainiers improved to 27 wins and 29 losses on the year. Sacramento falls to 26 and 30. Series finale is tomorrow, the sixth and final game. Sacramento leads the series 3-2, so the Rainiers need a W tomorrow to salvage a split. They're going to send Darren McCacken to the hill against Keaton Wynn. First pitch, 1:35. Pre-game show will start at 1:25. Rainiers win it 11-7, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard as the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show continues after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Rainiers win 11-7 over Sacramento. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Lots of finals already in on a busy day in the big leagues. Texas hammered the Mariners today, 16-6. They knocked out the Mariners rookie Brian Wu, called up directly from Double A Arkansas. He allowed 6 runs in 2 innings, took the loss. Marcus Semien had 4 hits, including 2 doubles and a homer. He scored 4. He has a 22-game hitting streak for Texas. And it got so bad, the Mariners had to pitch Mike Ford, the slugger just called up from Tacoma. His second appearance with the M's this year was as a pitcher. He allowed only 1 run in 1 inning. He was actually more effective than a couple of the other guys. But, Rangers win 16-6. Mariners need a win tomorrow to avoid being swept. Doubleheader in Boston, the Rays and the Red Sox ended up being a split. Red Sox won the first game 8-5 as Justin Turner hit a 3-run double during a 6-run sixth inning. But Tampa got the split by winning the nightcap 4-2. So the Rays now 41-19 on the year. In 10 innings, the White Sox take down Detroit 2-1. Yoan Moncada scored the winning run on a wild pitch that hit the umpire's face mask. Weird highlight, and hope the umpire's all right, but that's how the winning run scored. So the White Sox beat Detroit. Houston had a grand slam from Alex Bregman, and the Astros beat the Angels 9-6. And Cleveland was a 4-2 winner over the Twins in Minnesota. Will Brennan, a go-ahead homer in the seventh inning. First homer of the year allowed by Sonny Gray, who has made every start this year for the Twins. In interleague play, Colorado beats Kansas City 6-4. Eloris Montero, a two-run triple as part of a five-run rally in the top of the first inning for the Rockies. Vladimir Guerrero had a game-winning hit of the ninth, an RBI double, and Toronto beat the Mets in New York 2-1. The Marlins blasted Oakland 12-1. Luis Arraez had five hits and five runs batted in, raised his batting average to .390, which leads Major League Baseball. Yankees beat the Dodgers 6-3. Jake Bowers with a pair of two-run homers, and Aaron Judge hit his 19th. And one interleague game is in progress. It is Giants 4, Orioles nothing in the bottom of the seventh inning in San Francisco. In National League only action, Pirates beat the Cardinals 4-3. Connor Joe with a go-ahead two-run double. The Phillies take down the Nationals 4-2 as JT Realmuto hit a tie-breaking homer to end the Phillies' five-game losing streak. And Milwaukee's Blake Perkins' first major league homer was a grand slam. He finished the day with five runs batted in as the Brewers beat the Reds 10-8. A couple NL games are ongoing. Padres lead the Cubs 3-0 going to the eighth inning. That's a Yu Darvish special right there. And the Braves have a 5-1 lead over the Diamondbacks in the seventh. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Cheney Stadium, the Red Ears beat the Rivercats 11-7. We'll be back with more after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Rainiers win 11-7, the final score. Had a go-ahead grand slam off the bat of Jake Schiner in the sixth, and then tacked on four more runs in the seventh. Always a good idea in the Pacific Coast League to get insurance runs, and they ended up needing some of those tonight as Tacoma does win it 11-7, the final. What a difference it makes having Schiner back in there. The Red Ears lost Mike Ford getting called up, but also Schiner was out at the same time. And so the Red Ears for a couple days there had neither of them. Schiner with a back problem, but Schiner now healthy once again. And he is back and in the middle of the Tacoma lineup, to say the least. The grand slam. He also had a double earlier in the contest, finished the day 2-for-4. With a couple of big extra base hits, most notably the salami, of course. So Tacoma winning it 11-7. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. First place Oklahoma City lost. Reno got them today 9-6. Picked up a game on the first place Dodgers, but the second place Reno Aces are 8 back. Round Rock knocked off Sugarland 6-4. They're 9 games out of first place. Bradford got his 7th win. And then Vegas, 7-5 winner over El Paso. And Salt Lake has won 5 straight. They beat Albuquerque 4-1. The Bees are going for a 6-game series sweep tomorrow in Salt Lake City. Those are very rare. That's your PCL scoreboard. The Red Airs are back at it tomorrow. Tacoma's just trying to get a split with these guys. A win tomorrow would get a split, and I think that'd be a solid result if it could happen, considering that the Red Airs were down 3-1. But get the win today, have a chance for the split now. Darren McCacken on the hill tomorrow against Keaton Wynn. And first pitch, 1:35. We'll start the pregame show 10 minutes prior to that. Tacoma wins it 11-7, the final. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long. Have a great rest of your night.